It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindelof, and as we continue on here this morning, I'm joined in the studio now by Dr. Aaron Kollwitz, who is here this time around as a member of the board of directors of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra to give us a heads up on an upcoming performance by the symphony. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for coming in. I mean, I've talked to you in all kinds of different contexts of what you do with the various musical groups and vocal groups and chorals and all of that. Today, you're here to talk about the upcoming Marquette Symphony Orchestra performance, which has highlights from Carmen and other works. Let's talk about that a little bit. What's going to be happening? What's going on?
Yeah, it's kind of an opera program, really. The title Carmen is a little deceptive in that there is a portion of it, that a large portion of this concert, that will be the Carmen Suites. That will also showcase some vocalists. But there are other arias from pretty prominent operas, some overtures, Rossini, William Tell overture, a couple pieces from The Ballad of Baby Doe by Douglas Moore, which is a modern opera that any opera lover would probably know. So some of the more famous arias from that production. And then, of course, also Carmen, Habanera, the Habanera aria, which will be sung by soprano Amanda Boundy. And then a couple other collaborative works from Carmen, sung by Alex Romero Wilson and his wife Sabrina Romero Wilson.
This is interesting when we hear this in context with the Marquette Symphony Orchestra performance, but from the perspective of you being involved with that and of the several other things that you're involved with, how is this a good sort of example of collaboration or presenting a lot of more and new and interesting different things to those that come out to be a part of the audience?
Yeah, I mean, obviously most of the patrons of the symphony love symphonic repertoire, which of course is completely valid. But I think the symphony, certainly the board of directors and the president and our new business manager are looking to sort of, I use the term cross-pollinate. Mm-hmm. So you want to get a couple different audiences, people who also like opera, and you know, we don't have an opera venue here besides what we do at NMU. We have opera workshop, obviously. But to see professional opera singers in concert with the symphony is a pretty special thing. And I think it's important to, you know, vary the repertoire as much as we possibly can. So, and this isn't varied in the sense, this is pretty standard opera repertoire, but certainly something like this hasn't been done in Marquette for a while.
We're talking with you a little bit in advance, just because we want to make sure people know that tickets for these always go fast and they are always in demand. But when is the actual performance happening that people need to know?
The performance is on Saturday, March 7th. So we're moving quickly into NMU's spring break. So this is kind of at the end of NMU's spring break. And yes, tickets always go fast, especially for these matinee shows. So another thing that we're trying to accommodate is the time. So making a Saturday afternoon show happen so that people can go out afterwards and have dinner, drinks, whatever.
And this is important because it's at 4 o'clock. This is at Kauffman Auditorium in Marquette. But you mentioned that because a lot of times people kind of grew accustomed to perhaps it being a 7:30 kind of a show, right?
Yeah, typically most of our concerts in Marquette are at 7:30. But we're trying something a little different, trying a matinee, 4 p.m. on Saturday, March 7th. So like I said, it'll probably be about a two-hour concert. And then you can go out for dinner and drinks, and it'll be an early night.
It's always a very popular thing. A lot of people go to it, and it almost always sells out. I mean, we've talked to Octavio Masarokas, the conductor, musical director, several times here on the program. But by the time I'm usually talking to Octavio, the tickets are pretty well gone. So now the message is, don't wait. Go get them now.
Especially when we do these collaborative concerts. Yes, whenever we have Broadway vocalists or opera vocalists come in, a concerto soloist, you know, they usually sell out quite fast. So Kauffman only has 800 seats. And of course, there's only one show. So yeah, grab your tickets now.
How do they get those tickets? What's the way?
NMU Tickets sells them. Obviously, you can go to any NMU ticket outlet or just grab them online.
Well, please remind everybody again when the next performance of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra is coming up and what's going to be highlighted.
It is Saturday, March 7th at 4 p.m. at Kauffman Auditorium. And the title of the program is called Carmen. But you'll also hear some Rossini overtures, arias from Douglas Moore's Ballad of Baby Doe. You'll also hear the Flower Duet from Lakmé. A lot of people are familiar with that famous duet. Some overtures from Offenbach, Orpheus. And of course, the Carmen Suites featuring our three soloists.
Make sure you get your tickets through NMU ticketing outlets. They always go fast. That is is Dr. Aaron Kollwitz with me this morning in the studio, this time wearing the hat of being a member of the Board of Directors of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
If you missed any of this interview, look for highlights at our website at sunny.fm.